a two Mitch McConnell. So now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, yesterday on the Senate floor, delivered a dramatic, frankly, to me, stomach-turning speech in which he acknowledged and recognized Joe Biden's victory in the election, saying that since the Electoral College certified Joe Biden's win, it is now over. Trump should give up all of his legal challenges. And not only McConnell, but all Senate Republicans now need to acknowledge and accept that Joe Biden is the legitimate president-elect, Kamala Harris is the legitimate vice president-elect, and Republicans need to embrace the fact that Biden will and should be inaugurated on January 20th. My friends, this is an open stab in the back. And what he did is he made it very clear that he is willing to turn a blind eye to systemic fraud and the open theft of our election. This thing was stolen six ways from Sunday. He knows it. Every Republican knows it. Every Democrat knows it. And most importantly, 75 million Trump supporters know it. My friends, what McConnell just did is announce that the swamp is awaiting the return of Joe Biden and the restoration of the corrupt swamp. And let me ask all of you this. If the shoe was on the other foot, if it was McConnell whose seat had been stolen in a fraudulent, illegitimate election, do you think Trump would sell him down the river? In fact, as everybody knows, Trump would be the first person who would have Mitch McConnell's back. He would be fighting the fraud tooth and nail. And that shows you the difference between the two men. President Trump is a man of honor and a man who keeps his promises and stands by his allies. Mitch the Squish, along with his wife, Elaine Chao, are ultimately beholden to communist China. They care about only one thing, and that is lining their pockets. So President Trump now needs to remember that if he is not the victor on January 20th, if the swamp manages to steal the election, maybe it's time for Trump to tell Mitch and all the other gutless, yellow-livered Republicans, I'm done with you. Maybe it's time to start a third party, a MAGA party, an America First party, whatever you want to call it. Because I got news for Mitch the Squish McConnell. 75 million people didn't vote for him. They didn't vote for Paul Ryan. They didn't vote for John McCain. They didn't vote for Mitt Romney. 75 million voted for Donald J. Trump. We don't need the Rhino Republicans. They need Trump. Because without him and his 75 million voters, they're nothing. And maybe, just maybe, it is high time that Trump realize if the rhinos are going to declare war on him, it's time for him to declare war on them. Mr. President, I want you to fight and I want you to win. But if they manage to steal it and install Biden as the puppet president, it's time for you to give the swamp the ultimate middle finger and tell the Republicans, bye-bye, I'm going third party. Because if Trump goes third party, the Republicans and Mitch McConnell and all of his fellow Rhino Judas traitors will be swept into the dustbin of history.